All our work needs to be how to raise ourselves from the degree of reason to above reason. And all our work every day, or every single night, you could say, is to fall to reason, which is called night for us, and to rise to a degree that's called faith above reason, called day, since that's the light of the Creator. And that's how we do. This transition from reason to above reason is what all the Kabbalists wrote about for us in all the times. That's what they all wrote about. How we can move from the degree of Adam to the degree of the Creator, or from the degree of beast to the degree of an Adam, depending on how we name each of those levels. But actually, there's nothing more than that. It's difficult for a person to depict to himself. A person needs to be attentive to the extent in which there is no more than the ego that the Creator created, and that when he's in the ego, it's considered that he's within reason. And other than that, that one needs to rise with force in a request, or the safest way is through his prayer and request for the Creator to rise him to the degree called above, to the faith above reason. And here he needs to count how much he's in reason and how much he is above reason. The extent in which the frequency between reason and above reason is increasing. And just as one of the Kabbalists says there, Baal Shem Tov said it also, that within 5 minutes he had 400 such fluctuations, changes of states, reason above reason, reason above reason. And those changes in states are those that eventually stabilize for us the spiritual perception of reality. Since the Creator made this relative to that, above reason or within reason or above reason. And one who didn't yet receive the feeling of what above reason is, that the Creator manages the whole world, even to the smallest degree. Like, for example, a baby that's born, how much does he feel his parents? Very little, somewhat, in a corporeal, physical manner, through his body that way. And also, he just get used to the fact that it's good for him through those parents there. So it turns out that this little animal discovers it that way. That's how we are. In a gradual manner, we discover above reason that the Creator is good, that does good. And this is how he arranged for us the entire path, our whole history, everything I've been through, he arranged for me. And also, it's the same with the future, where you're to do with me in the future the grace that is prepared for me. That's how one stabilizes oneself towards the Creator. And the main thing is to constantly think how in every given state I shall depict myself as this state came from. There's none else besides him. which is the only thing that stabilizes my life, my thoughts, my desires, and even that attitude towards him, which I'm trying to seemingly with all my might stabilize, he also stabilizes that. Even though it seems to me that it's me with my efforts being done. This is how we process correctly all these states in reason that the Creator gives us in order to rise each time through efforts and prayer above reason. And that's the only thing we need to talk also of with friends in the ten, and only be concerned with that. Through that inclination, we correct all our problems. We have no greater crime than remaining within reason. The Creator stabilizes the reason and throws us there. That's called a king who kills and revives and grows salvation. He does that because he wants us to rise above reason. So we certainly need to try and do this every given moment. And it doesn't matter that we still don't feel that it's the Creator who stabilizes our life this way, as this is considered some extent of faith above reason. Even if we don't feel this to any great degree, we need to try to do everything we can as much as possible to feel that. Specifically, these efforts are very precious to the Creator. Just as we look at a baby, the little child, a newborn, when he smiles for us, we are ready, are happy, much more than the big child that smiles. Because it's how it is, the attitude which is closer there. Hence, we need to understand ourselves towards the Creator as specifically in the state of a baby that's born and gives even the smallest response, relates, asks. By that, we already bring contentment to the Creator much more than we will ever bring forth in the future. That's how it is in spirituality. There's an inverse relationship between the lights and the candles. I'll read. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle, above his ten, as altogether a person is not a person, but as much as he arranges himself to being in his circle, establishing, stabilizing his circle, strengthening his circle, and he as a representative of his circle. Therefore, one must suckle from his environment and receive all the forces from them, and he receives all these forces under the condition that he bows before the ten and feels himself as the smallest of them all, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and has no other counsel but through Torah and great efforts, meaning he's constantly asking the Creator to help him lower himself before the friends and take on their form, the form of the ten upon himself, that is to receive forces through them and be as their representative. That is, on one hand, to be lesser and receive forces from them, and on the other hand, to be their representative and be greater than them. This way, on both edges, both poles, one needs to work. Therefore, if a person chooses a good environment for himself, he gains time and efforts, since he is drawn according to this his environment, which he specifically builds and establishes. That's why it's written, therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, what does it mean he chooses? Is he running all around the world looking for a better 10? Or rather, he chooses each time, builds every single moment. In his eyes, with his kelim, the greatest 10 of all. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, a very good example for the generations. They were very, very regular, if you will. But the way he related to them, according to their spiritual root, which is why he depicted them as in the end of correction and could receive from them like from the end of correction. And that's how he advanced. And that's how he will also be able to advance them and pass on to them that which he received. This is how it is with each and every one of us. This is the whole article. 2 lines. But really, it includes a lot. Yes, Michael.
So every day anew, I need to see the friends in the final correction?
Every moment, not every day. We talk about it as every day as if it's, this is what we want to say. But in truth, many times a day, I need to return to my thought about the 10 and to do connection with them. They don't know this, but I'm not going to go and confuse them. But this is how, the more we advance, they become more active within. And each of the friends understands this, what the other does, and does it too.
I understand what it means to see them as greater than me, but what am I supposed to do to make them in the final correction in my eyes?
It's considered to be greater than me, that they're completing, they have everything. They came to a state where they're nullifying everything towards each other and towards the Creator. Maybe you don't feel it yet. But they're already doing all the spiritual work. And it came to a state where they have nullified completely towards each other and towards the Creator, and there's nothing more to do. That's why when you nullify before them, it turns out that you did everything. And through them, you can suckle through them, through the Creator, like through the first 9 to Malchut forces, and to place yourself through them to the Creator as Malchut through a restriction, Masach, and the first 9.
Good morning, dear Rav. When I see the friends as great and connected in the final correction, does that give them really an opportunity to rise in spirituality?
Certainly, if I see my friends as great by relating to them this way, through them to the Creator, I give them the possibility also how to rise. I give them an example. This is why we need to not be in concealment all the time, but also to give them an example. At times we give a positive example, at times a negative example, as long as we awaken them. If I feel that by disregarding them, this is not yet between us at this point, this is later, but when we will be already in connection between us, and love between us, then we will be able to show seemingly this artificial disregard between us in order to awaken the friends so that they will have the place to work and to overcome this bad example of ours. let's say when they look at me and not giving a good example, and they will justify me. And they'll say, no, our eyes don't see correctly. That's a complete righteous. That's how it is with each and every.
This example with the Baal Shem Tov, that he had 400 states in 1 minute, or how does it happen when you're always inside the 10 and then you're being thrown out of it all the time? Can you expand?
You need to think, to feel how we need to feel how the Creator throws you each time from the feeling of His self, from the faith into the reason, and how you from there try to once again return to the smells besides Him, the good that does good, to faith, and to be that way each time. The Creator each time burdens your reason, meaning throws you down even more, and you throw yourself even more, and that frequency depends on you, because from the side of the upper light, it's an absolute rest, and it constantly shines upon you to his degree that he asks to rise, then you fall immediately. Okay? Well, if everyone is okay, then we need to summarize that we are in this all the time, 24 hours a day.
Наш товарищ спрашивает, как в течение дня человек может пробуждать?
Rav, our friend is asking, how can a person awaken the friends during the day? Give them an example if he doesn't have a physical or virtual connection with them.
I don't understand why you can't be connected virtually. I receive from my ten all kinds of excerpts throughout the day, little messages. And I myself enter and read all kinds of excerpts about the Ten, and I'm constantly renewing my thoughts about the connection between us, about the connection and connection with the Creator. That's why I have no problem with that. If a person doesn't build such an environment, both virtually and with excerpts before him, that he has to do something on Twitter or on Facebook or something, even if he's working in some job, he can nevertheless find there some moments to receive or send. It would be best to have like excerpts from everyone, from each to others. And this is how we advance. It all depends on the entrances and exits into our matters. Because it's written, from Zion you'll get it all to come out. The corrected desire is called Tzion. Tzion, Zion, comes from the word Yetziah, exits. Whereas through the exits, you build the desire, Eretz, Ratzon, desire for the correction from the Creator. That's considered to be in the land of Tzion, in the desire which is built from the exits. The land of Tzion, Jerusalem, meaning the complete capital of that desire, which is the access point for adhesion with the Creator. It's all spirituality, of course. But that's how it's called. Okay? And faith in the greatness of the Creator depends on the environment, meaning to the extent in which the environment constantly talks about the greatness of the Creator and gives me this feeling, as this is the only thing that exists, this is the only thing that's great, this is the only thing that defines for me the future and everything, that's the only thing that controls the world and the reality that we're in, then accordingly I relate to it. If the society doesn't give me that, then even if the Creator is great and I don't relate to Him that way, I can close myself within myself as a small beast and that's it. However, only as the environment presses me with the greatness of the Creator, knowing the greatness, being obliged to being in this, accordingly, we can continue and be in a paved way to knowing the Creator. Meaning we have to come to a state in which we have nothing more important than the environment giving us an impression from the greatness of the Creator. Although we don't, the impression in ourselves we can't attain, and we can only attain through the environment. It needs to press me constantly and awaken me this way. For the time being, we ourselves receive some feeling of the greatness of the Creator from time to time, but that's for the time being. The rest and the future is all more and more dependent on the society. If the society doesn't care for this, I diminish. If the society cares, I awaken like a plant after the rain.
Yes, Michael. What does it mean that, let's say right now, the group does influence, but it's still missing? Does it mean the other desires are in control?
What rest of desires? I didn't understand.
There's an environment, and we nullify before the environment, at least to some extent, but it still doesn't control, meaning the greatness of the Creator doesn't rule our reality every day, the whole time.
Because you're not working on this. You're not working on this. There is no problem before me. All my problems are all accumulated into two states. I have the greatness of the Creator, or I don't have the greatness of the Creator. Only that. There is nothing but that. All the rest of the things are in a million degrees lesser than that. Not even taking into account. And this is how I need to sort myself out, arrange things. Only towards that discernment, the greatness of the Creator before me, whether I have it or I don't. One or the other.
And that depends on the level of annulment towards the 10?
It depends on the degree of the annulment towards the 10, because the 10 gives me the importance of the Creator now. Do I need to demand this from the 10? That too. How do I feel the 10 that I'm in? Try and change towards the Creator in the demand of the greatness of the Creator, and you will see how you all of a sudden start to change accordingly. Because the 10 is what you depict inside your qualities. What does it mean to believe in the greatness of the Creator? That in anything you have no part to it other than building a connection, you have nothing else. He is the address to it all. Very simply, in everything, every state, be connected and aimed through the group to Him, and by that you assure yourself the right direction in life. PT 24.
אתה שקט.
נו.
אבל אני שומע כל הזמן מחברים שהם מדברים על...
Rav, I always hear from friends that they're talking about the greatness of the goal and bestowing, but it's kind of missing on my part to make a step forward and accept that influence from them. Rav, so what do you want from me? Ask your friends. Ask them what they're doing. They should teach you. Here's Moti Mul next to you. Very advanced. Ask him what to do. And there's others there. I know each and every one of them for many years already. And everyone is making some movement forward beautifully. You have people to learn from. Yeah, but let's say...
I'm influenced by the environment. I can do anything that's over there.
Yeah, because that's the ego. By the ego, you're influenced by other people. They do something for their ego. You feel you're missing that as well. So you want to do it as well. And here, it's not your ego in the environment. On the contrary, you have to awaken the desire to bestow, and then you'll be envy at them, and therefore you have work to do. You have efforts to do. How will I awaken myself to values of bestowal so that I envy at them, at the society, and I want to be like them? That's how it is. Belarus.
Rav, tell me, please. What does it mean that the Ten is pressing on me, the Great is the Creator? In what actions? How is this expressed?
When they speak, or maybe even without talking, when they think about it, because I am connected to the environment, to them, then they pass on to me their thoughts and desires. That's how I'm influenced by the environment.
I have the greatness of the Creator. Don't I lose the work in the above reason? How do they both work out?
The greatness of the Creator is only related to faith above reason. Greatness of the Creator means that faith, meaning the force of bestowal for you, is more important than the force of reception. This means you have greatness of the Creator, greatness of the quality of bestowal, because that's the Creator.
Yes, but if I receive it from the friends, then...
You can't receive it from the friends, you receive it through the friends.
Sorry? I'm saying if I receive the greatness of the Creator through the friends, then I'm working according to that. Where do I have the work for above reason here?
I don't understand your question. If you've received greatness of the Creator from the friends, then?
Then seemingly I have no place for but reason. I have an environment. I have the fuel for the work.
No, you only received the drive. And now you have to rise to the degree of faith above reason, that the force of bestowal will truly be greater for you than the force of reception.
So the greatness I receive from the friends actually is the fuel to do the actions above reason?
Yes. Yeah. PT 19.
Good morning, everyone. Rav, how can we get to the importance at the moment you don't feel anything? How do I raise that? How do we get the importance to get up in the morning, to come up to get up to the morning? I don't feel anything. How can you get to such importance? You also don't gain anything.
This is the problem. About this, it says one's pride shall lower him. Because you feel greater, more smarter than all of us, that is what takes you down.
So what's the trick here? How do I come to such a feeling? I don't have anything. I don't feel anything. How can you get to such importance?
Pray. Pray to feel others as greater than yourself. This is the lever by which you can rise. The more a person thinks about himself as lower,
I wanted to ask a question. How can I see friends exactly greater if I see them from my will to receive in an uncorrected way? Where can I acquire those forces from?
Think that everything depends on them. That you connect through them and you have no other kind of connection, that they stand between you and the Creator. And then you have to arrange them in a way that they will want to be in the connection between you and the Creator, both from you to the Creator through them and from the Creator to you through them.
That I know, but how will I get the forces if I'm thinking from my will to receive to start with?
So you need to know that you're going to get no So this means that if a person always tries to be in faith above reason, so he begins to distinguish between faith above reason and within reason. And he maintains both of these levels. He doesn't disregard what he sees within reason in his vessels. On the contrary, that too is important. That he looks at life within reason, because then he always has the opportunity to rise above reason to the opposite. Within reason means what he sees according to his qualities of his body, his present qualities, his mind and heart that he has now. That means within his reason. Above reason means that he describes to himself that the Creator runs the whole of reality and there is none else besides him, and he's good that does good. This is above reason. This is the spiritual law that works this way. But in the spiritual world that he hasn't reached yet. And in his world, in his reason, he sees the opposite. So what? He exists in one world while aspiring, trying to reach another world. And he has access to both of these worlds, or connection with them. And that's how he stabilizes himself. All right, I don't see questions. So I'll read the quote. One must believe above reason and imagine to himself that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, felt in his organs. What does it mean? That he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. And although when he looks within reason, when he doesn't have faith, but looks within reason, according to his senses, his mind, and his emotion, he sees the opposite, that the world is not so good and the Creator doesn't govern the world and everything is just given to the hands of all sorts of people that are evil. He should still work above reason, meaning try to maintain himself on the second level and not the first. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel it in his organs, that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal. If he maintains that all the time and tries to do that, he acquires the importance of the goal. And from here he derives life, meaning joy, at being near the Creator, by always envisioning himself on a higher degree than what he is. And there he's closer to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good that does good, according to the second level, where he can say with being above reason. And he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You've loved us and wanted us." Meaning there are people that the Creator wants to bring closer, and him as well, since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. How the Creator is truly good that does good.
Ralph, when I'm in a state of burning of the heart, I'm in my ego, and I want to see that the Creator is the good that does good. I imagine that it is so, and then I derive joy from this, like the article says. But how do I know that it is not joy because of relief of leaving this state that's bothering me, but that it's true joy of being near to him? Because I feel like the ego is playing a trick on me. It's like a heavy load that stops me from really go above reason. It's tricking me. Is this true joy?
עדיין זה כך אצלך?
This is still how it is for you. It's not clarified yet. You're between heaven and earth, so to speak, but continue persistently, and you'll see how it builds the vessels for you. The vessels are still under construction. There is still some work here in formatting the embryo and building the embryo in the womb until all the organs come into the right place and it becomes gradually clearer and each part becomes connected according to its function and character. In the beginning, it doesn't exist. It's just this one piece, one lump. And then it begins to divide into many different kinds of parts in their function, in their nature, in their quality. How? Where does it come from? Just from one piece of flesh or one drop even? So we see how over time that will to receive, single will to receive that existed, gradually divides to many different kinds of desires. And these desires begin to be connected among them. And then they begin to function. So you have no reason to complain that it's not clear yet and you don't exactly know and so on. And these are exactly the stages of how we grow, just like an embryo. Latin 7. Latin 7.
Good day, dear teacher. Question from a friend who says so. How do we reveal or how do we move the revelation of the Creator to the ten?
We talk about it. We just talk about it. If they don't know themselves, then with all kinds of quotes that we take from Kabbalists. That's why Kabbalists wrote it to us, so that we can talk about it. The people of the Great Synagogue wrote prayers for us. The King David wrote psalms for us. And likewise, we have a lot more material. So you don't speak from yourself. You speak on behalf of the great ones that you wish to somehow be similar to. Just like a child, an embryo. The great ones say something, and the adults say something, and he just utters words that he doesn't really understand. Same with us. Let's say we take Psalms and we start reading. We don't understand what we're saying there, but it can help us come to that understanding. Okay, PT 27.
It's written in many of the places, the person needs to decide, needs to effort, needs to stabilize this thing of faith above reason. And as much as we engage and think about it more, one feels the lack of ability, lack of approach, and you can feel upon that that the only approach is through prayer and request, and it's not something that I can do myself, and that prayer and request is something that I... It's not in you, but it's something in the common field of the group, in the ten.
That's also correct. And still, prayer as well, and you need to make an effort to describe what is faith above reason. Just imagine that from the world that you feel now, you enter a state where the Creator fills the whole of reality. This is called faith above reason. In the meantime, that's true. Later on, there will be other additions, but to imagine that the Creator fills up the world and arranges the world and only His power exists, like this article, none else besides Him. What's the problem? Just envision that, and that's it. This is called faith above reason. PT 2.
Rav, you talked about cells in an embryo that split. This reality that I see now and the faith above reason that I'm trying to see, which is constantly split inside of me, is that similar to that splitting that each time it grows, each time more and more?
Right, correct. It helps us when we each time rise from within reason to faith above reason. When we do it forcefully with our imagination, with our desire, we look for it, we search for it. By that, we build the true spiritual world. How else can we build it? How else can we attain it? It is said, "You have made me." How do we make Him? The spiritual world, or the Creator, the upper reality.
How not to run from, well, faith above reason seems like something more high, more sublime. How not to run from looking at reality like it is?
No, the Creator always sets this up for us. But we, once again, have to see that the Creator governs the whole world and fills up the world and rearranges everything. That's it. It's each and every moment. So we come out of it, we go back into it. We come out of it, we go back into it. We come out of it, once again I see myself through my ego, as if the will to receive is in control. The world continues its practice as usual, and then again I raise my depiction that the Creator governs and fills everything. This is called divinity in exile. And we keep imagining divinity in the revealed state.
When Rabash works in a tax office or a road worker, how can he be fully in thoughts of the ten and also talk to people and Just do work, like you work.
A person is required to stay connected to the Creator no matter the situation. No matter the situation, because each and every state he is going through, he has to believe that it comes to him from above. And the person has nothing else to do but to be adhered to this force that obligates him to be in that degree. Including all the states, the worst states, lowly states, intimate states, it doesn't matter which and what. There is no state that you can remove the Creator from as if he's not there, because there's no empty space.
How is the work of in faith above reason and within reason, how is it connected? Suppose I look at friends that are a very good example for me, that like Senka, Mushi, Marik, they have a very irrational attitude toward life, and they build their life in light of the path in relation to it, and it seems that they're very goal-oriented.
Of course they are aimed at the goal, that's certain. That's the only thing they're thinking about and holding on to. Where does it come from? It's because they are inside an environment, a great environment, strong environment that holds everyone, that demands of them. What? We don't demand of Mushi? How many times a day is being pounded over the head and Senka is constantly going through stuff and Marek, each one in his work. So they're on the path. The important thing is to understand, is to feel that there's an environment. Right now, we don't have it. We're all spread around the world. There are no more physical environments, but it's good that there's no physical environment because we're starting to be more homogeneous, more similar to one another. And I'm happy about this time. And when we get back to, when we're able to get back to this building, because we have to, we have departments here, we need to keep different systems here. There are many systems that are not fully operational. And translations and archives, all those things that we are working on, collecting the material and preparing it for the next generation. No, it's good.
Is there something that I can do in order to prepare myself for the rest of the day that will help me keep the effort of being in faith above reason during the day?
To be in the group in the end of correction.
How do I prepare myself toward making an effort?
No, don't prepare to be with the group in the end of correction. Now, that's it. And don't prepare yourself for something and what will happen. No, right now. Elat, where's my fat guy?
Hello, dear Rav. You said that we're all dispersed, physical groups, and so on. I can say that since I moved from the LA group to the Elat group, the connection between us, I don't know how to explain it. It's something so special. It's a completely different kind of love. It's something that's from out of this world.
Nice. Keep going. We'll be happy.
Hello, Rav. Previously we talked about demand. What are we supposed to demand of each other in the ten?
We need to demand of one another only one thing, that we will support one another in love, so the Creator will appear between us and will give him contentment in that.
I want to ask about the inner light. It comes from the Creator to the friends through the friends.
Everything a person receives comes to him from his ten, through his ten. And if he doesn't have a ten, still he has a ten, but he doesn't identify it yet. Otherwise he could not receive. Because before the will to receive, there has to be the upper nine. So there's always a system that's at the service of a person. The matter is that he doesn't know it yet. But in order to advance, he must recognize that ten, bring it. That's why it says that the Creator brings a person to the good fortune, places his hand on the good fortune and says, take it. And from this point on, if the person takes it, he begins to advance. So we have no other choice but to develop the ten.
No. Hello, Rav. We say that we build the Paltzuf through our connection in the Ten. How is this entire structure of Rosh, Toch, Sof, Masach, and everything built? For me, it's something very abstract.
It's abstract for everyone, but when we make efforts to connect in the ten, then gradually we begin to feel where do we build the Rosh, each and every one joins the others and the general Rosh is built where everyone's heads are, all the Rashim. Then we have the general body, the general Guf, that includes everyone's desires. And in each and every part of the Paltzuf that we're constructing, the ten, everyone are contributing to the foot and the head and the body and each and every part. It's not that one belongs to the head and one belongs to the hand and the third one belongs to the foot. No. Each one of us is a mini representation of the Partsuf, and all these Partsufim connect together and they build a common Partsuf. You'll see how it expresses itself.